This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air. With your host, John Rush.
All right, we are back. Hour two. Welcome. Thank you very much. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. Our guest now, Alex Fink, joining us, as I said earlier, and we're going to talk about mental health versus social media. Alex is the founder and CEO of The Other Web. Alex, welcome.
Thank you. Good evening, John.
I appreciate you joining us. So first off, Other Web. Explain that real quick before we get into mental health versus social media.
So we are a new information platform. We aggregate news, commentary, podcasts, research studies, everything that we can find online. And we use artificial intelligence to filter out the junk and to let people sort their feed in any way they please.
So they do what I do every day, only somebody gets to help them.
Yeah, we try to save people time because ultimately they have to spend many hours
yes.
if they want to navigate this space themselves.
Trust me, Alex, I do. Trust me, when I saw you and I saw your product, I will be looking at it very diligently because somebody like myself, it would help me out immensely.
Yep, I hope so.
All right, well, that's why you're here. So, all right, mental health versus social media. We also know how much of a strain, especially to certain individuals, and I hate making blanket statements, Alex, because I know some people can handle social media and it's not a problem. They know how to filter things and handle the time on it and so on, although I know there's others, and I don't want to make a blanket statement because I don't think it's even an age issue. I think this can affect all different age groups, male, female, young, old, doesn't matter. Some do well with it. Others, it can be a real mental health challenge for them.
It can. It can be viewed as an addictive substance. So some people can handle alcohol reasonably well, and some people get addicted and can't handle their liquor. Right, so you can view social media in the same way.
Hmm.
Some of us
Good
can
point.
Decide, I'm going to check Facebook for 15 minutes, and then I'm just going to close it and go my merry way. Right, and then some people find themselves scrolling TikTok for 2 hours at a time and wondering where the time has gone.
And we all know from the documentary Social Dilemma, some of this is by, I shouldn't say some of it, it's all by design, right, Alex?
It absolutely is. So basically, there's only one normal way to optimize an algorithm on social media, and that's to maximize engagement in some way.
Sure.
And the only difference between the companies is how do they define engagement.
Thank you.
Some of them use purely time on site. Some of them try to maximize sharing or interacting with the content in some way. But still, none of it is trying to maximize the amount of good you get out of the content.
No.
All of it is trying to maximize the amount that they can pull out of you in terms of attention.
Right.
And whether or not you got anything out of it is kind of not an issue here.
Well, and let's face it, Alex, and again, not knocking, just stating facts, not knocking or saying good, bad, or otherwise, but the simple fact of the matter is, they know the more engagement from users or however they define it, as you said a moment ago, but the more of that they get and the more they can show X advertiser that they can get their product in front of that many more eyes or clicks or whatever the case may be, the more revenue for them, right?
Absolutely. And the sad state of affairs is that it doesn't just affect social media. If you look at news media, it is kind of facing the same pressure right now. Where when you're writing an article, you have to ask yourself the question, how do I need to write this to maximize the number of clicks and views?
Mm.
And most of the time, it results in articles becoming worse and worse over
yes.
time. So
yes.
if you look at what gets published today, it's nowhere near the quality of articles that
nope.
was being published 20
nope.
or 30 years ago.
And by the way, Alex, somebody, you know, and I'm from the right side of the aisle, although I'm very critical of both sides because the what I call clickbait or that the extravagism, if you would, or you know, that sensationalism, if you would, is happening on both sides of the aisle. It's not just one side versus the other. They're both guilty of it.
It is. And in fact, you can't even divide it into high-quality media outlets or low-quality media outlets.
Nope.
They're all facing the same pressure. And
that's
so
right.
Even the ones that are the best of the best are not as good as they used to be 20 years ago.
That's right.
And so this is why we're having to create this kind of AI-based tools, because you can't trust the source anymore. You have to actually look at every single article.
Yep.
And evaluate the quality of the text of that article specifically.
Yep, and in a lot of ways, it's what, and again, not bragging at all, folks, we as a company, Crawford Media Group, is really what we're doing on a daily basis on air, helping you guys siphon through, if you would, a lot of the different things that are out there. Alex, you've got a product, though, that's doing it for people in every area of life as far as what they're viewing when it comes to news or articles or whatever it might be they're looking for, correct?
We do. And our view of the news is it's not left versus right, it's up versus down. We're just trying to filter out the bottom 90% and then give people the tools to customize everything else in whatever way they please.
I like what you said earlier, too, that some folks, and I know I can see this, some folks do really well at handling and managing social media. Others don't do so well. Some it becomes very addictive. I like your analogy of it's much like a drug, and I've never really heard it, you know, talk about that. I mean, the only other thing that I've heard said, and I believe this is the case, is we have become the product of social media. Even though they're looking for advertisers and so on, let's face it, Alex, we're now the product, and some people understand that more than others.
Yeah, it is a good way to look at it, but it's not a very precise analogy. I think the addiction analogy is a bit more precise in that the addict is not the product, right? But he is the mark. That's the person being gained
okay.
in the process, right?
Okay.
And so if you look at the effects, you know, we started talking about social health, about mental health, right? If you look at how people are reacting when they overconsume media, they look fidgety. They're irritable, right? They have a shorter attention span. Mm. They start talking about things like having, you know, blanking out for an hour or two during the day and not knowing where the time has gone. They sound like addicts, and in many ways we see even people that are famous act like they're addicts.
You know what? Thank you for the explanation. A correction, I don't think, is the right word. This is just a dialogue we're having back and forth. And I talk to a lot of different people on this particular topic on a routine basis. And, you know, I fully agree with you, and I agree with what you just said a moment ago. And I probably need to do a better job of watching those particular individuals that you just mentioned a moment ago, because you tend to not really notice. I hate to say this. I get so busy and I get to, you know, doing my daily life and all these different things. You don't really pay attention to those things.
Yeah, it's really hard to pay attention to those things. And in fact, we're all a bit susceptible. So I caught myself a couple of years ago just noticing how I'm sort of drifting off into these various algorithm-driven, I guess, wormholes, you could say.
Yeah, yeah, right? They
and
are.
My reaction was to just go in and clear my history from every single social media tool so that the algorithm doesn't know what to recommend to me anymore.
It's a great idea. That's great advice. Now, question for you on your product. How does it know, you know, explain to, you know, for example, I start using your product and I'm going to pick and choose what I want to see and view. How does it know what I want to see?
So first of all, there's some manual customization that we ask you to do. We ask you which of these categories you are interested in. We ask you how many articles do you want to consume per day.
Okay.
Because our goal is not to maximize your time on site. It's to give you the value that you asked for. So if you say 50, we're going to actually give you a little prompt after 50 asking, do you really want to continue? You're done for the day, right? But beyond that, we now also have customization where in the app, at least, we ask you to actually tell us whether you're interested in this topic or not after you read an article. And then we learn over time which topics interest you.
I see.
But we're trying to be very careful not to learn what biases you have. Mm. Rather, we actually want to just learn what topics interest you.
Correct.
So if the Supreme Court is interesting to you, we're not trying to figure out whether you're interested in the right-wing perspective or the left-wing perspective. We're just going to show you slightly more articles about
gotcha.
The Supreme Court.
Right, which, by the way, for somebody like me is great because I read both sides of the aisle. I mean, I want to keep myself informed of what either side thinks about things so I can come on here and talk intelligently, Alex. So for me, I want to see both sides.
Yeah, and we're trying to cater to that as well. So we sample from the left, we have MSNBC and CNN and many others, and we sample from the right. We have the Washington Examiner, we have the New York Post. So we're trying to keep it balanced. Now, people do like to occasionally disable a particular outlet, so we give them this option.
Okay.
And I guess theoretically somebody could disable everything from the right if they wanted to, or everything from the left. But I haven't seen anybody do that. So I hope
typically, if you're trying to get the both views, you're going to want to see things from both sides.
Right. And I think that is the only way to actually get a pretty good view of what's going on in the country right now. Because it seems like even the story selection on each side is a little bit self-serving.
Of course. Of course it is. Again, as you said earlier, they're looking, and I think it's something we all have to remind ourselves of, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, they're looking out for their own interests, because if they don't, they don't stay in business, Alex.
Yeah, yeah, it absolutely is the case. Everybody's facing selective pressure, and then evolution takes care of the rest.
Exactly. So at the end of the day, they don't have a choice. All right, in my notes, and this is really good because I don't know that I've ever asked anybody this. How do you know if you're on a digital diet and that that diet is balanced?
Well, I think if you've never asked yourself this question, it probably isn't.
Okay.
It would be a very giant stroke of genius if you just happen to have an optimal diet without ever thinking about what it is that you're consuming.
Okay.
So my first piece of advice or even request from most people is to just start paying attention, try to figure out what it is that you're consuming, and try to mentally compare it to what it is that you want to consume, because the two are probably not the same.
Yeah.
And then once you've done that, then you will start noticing that some percentage of what you're consuming is probably junk and has no value for you.
Right.
And it might, again, differ between people. Maybe some people mostly read great books, but I'm pretty sure that most people today spend time on TikTok and Instagram and watch dancing cat videos and whatnot.
Well, so and by the way, I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus for doing so, but if you're going to, let's say, for example, Alex, you want to do that and replace an hour of mindless TV because it's an hour of mindless Instagram or TikTok, whatever that hour is, my only point is fine. Limit yourself to that hour and call it good when you're done.
Yeah, and that's, I agree with you, and that's absolutely my point when I'm talking about a diet, right? You want to have dessert in your diet occasionally too, right? You just don't want it to replace every single meal. So these kind of empty calories, both in the food analogy and with information, they have a place, but you want to limit them to something reasonable. If they get out of hand, then you get unhealthy. Yeah.
No, like for me, for example, at the end of the day, after I've digested everything I've done to come on here and talk for 3 hours, frankly, a mindless cat video, even in place of TV sometimes, for me, Alex, I'll take a 5-minute mindless cat video. I'm okay with that.
I think so as well. So
it gets my brain in a different place than it was prior, I guess. But 3 hours of mindless cat videos is probably going overboard.
I agree. And then once you've eliminated that, or at least you've limited it to whatever your quota is, right? Then you're faced with a choice of how do I allocate the rest of my time?
Yeah, good one.
And it seems like here too, you don't want some algorithm to decide this for you,
right?
And decide that you're going to consume just news, for example. Well, you probably don't want just news. You also want to occasionally talk to your neighbors, find out what happened in the neighborhood. You occasionally want to read a book. So the information diet that you're consuming has to be balanced in some way.
Yeah.
It might be different for every person, but you have to think about it.
I love the product. I'll be signing up here. One of the things I'll probably do tonight after the show, Alex, as I've learned more from you, I'll get going on it. Otherweb.com is the website to go to. And it, as Alex just said, it's an app, and I'll give you guys more info on it as I start using it. And Alex, I will.
All right. Awesome. I expect some feedback or comments from you. Okay. Anything you have to say, we'll try to make it happen.
All right. Alex, I appreciate you very much. Thanks for joining us. And a great topic, by the way. Best of luck to you guys, and we'll be in touch.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it very much. Man, I could see that being a very useful tool, not only for somebody like myself, but for others. And yes, I will. You guys know me. When I tell someone I'll do something, I will sign up. I'll start using it, and I'll let you all know how this works after a few days. High Five Plumbing is next. Now, High Five has the ability to help you with the freshwater sides of things, but with all this water we've had, the drainage and so on, you may find yourself in need of the exit side as well, or the drainage side. If that's the case, give High Five a call, 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE.
Denver is home to a diverse landscape. And with that diverse landscape comes diverse water quality. Hi-Fi Plumbing knows that your city's water supply is not tested at your tap. And you could be drinking minerals, bacteria, and other impurities every day. There are also several other factors that water quality can affect, like color and taste, the effectiveness of expensive hair care and hygiene products, stains on clothes, corrosion of pipes and fixtures, and more. If you think you might have water quality issues or just want to find out what's in your water, call Hi-Fi for that. Hi-Fi will send an expert tech to your home to go to work like a detective, investigating your water for the faintest hint of impurities and recommend a course of action customized to your home and water supply. Call Hi-Fi at 877-WE-HIGH-5, 877-WE-HIGH-5 right now, or go to klz.com/plumbing today to schedule your in-home consultation.
Call Hi-Fi Visits. Call Hi-Fi Visits.
All right, Extreme Auto Repair is next, and your vehicle is one of your biggest investments. We want to make sure that investment stays, lasts as long as we possibly can. Saves you the most money, by the way, by doing so, and Extreme can help you with that. 303-841-1071.
You've heard that not-so-normal noise coming from your car for months now, and turning up your radio is not really a fix. Putting off those simple repairs can lead to more complicated and costly repairs quickly, or worse, they can lead to an accident or mishap that costs you even more than money. Extreme Automotive's ASE certified staff will not only fix what you came in for, they'll diagnose your vehicle and give you their professional opinion on what should come first with absolutely no pressure to do the work now. Extreme Auto knows that you have daily responsibilities, and they've got you covered there too. Extreme Auto Repair keeps courtesy vehicles available so you don't have to miss a beat at work, at school, or with your family, even though most repairs can be done in the same day. Don't make a bad problem worse by waiting. Call Extreme Auto Repair now at 3841-1071 or send them a message at klzradio.com/extreme.
All right, Veteran Windows and Doors is next. Don't forget the month of May, 35% off all product, material, and labor. Give Dave a call to get on that deal, 303-529-0720.
Most window and door companies won't tell you about the codes and requirements necessary for the correct product in your home. Veteran Windows and Doors starts by educating you with the facts, without lengthy sales gimmicks. They want you to be more knowledgeable than the next window salesman you meet. Veteran Windows and Doors will ensure your windows meet or exceed the code for your specific area of Colorado. They know the codes are in effect to protect you, the consumer, and they want to serve you the right way. Veteran Windows and Doors makes the entire process hassle-free, from meeting with the owner Dave Bancroft to the final cleanup of materials and supplies. Veteran goes above to ensure your windows will be energy efficient, saving you money on your air conditioning and heating bills year-round. Go to klzradio.com/window to get 35% off not only windows and doors, but on all materials and labor costs with Veteran Windows and Doors. That's klzradio.com/window.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. I appreciate it very much. And all right, Charlie and I are going to start a new segment here, by the way, in the not-too-distant future. This is my wife's idea, but we'll get these things put together, get a little intro for it. But we're going to do a thing that says things that make you go, I have one of those today. That I just read some of these things, and I just think, this can't be true. But McDonald's, Charlie probably saw this the other day, they were found liable for hot chicken McNugget that burned a girl. Fort Lauderdale, Florida. McDonald's and a franchise holder are at fault. Again, there's no guilty or not guilty charges, much like what Trump just went through. It's just whether you're liable or not. They were found liable after a hot chicken McNugget from a Happy Meal fell on a little girl's leg and caused second-degree burns. A jury in South Florida found in a case reminiscent of the famous hot coffee lawsuit of the 1990s. A second jury will determine how much McDonald's and its franchise owner, Upchurch Foods, will pay the child and her mother. Folks, I know you can sue anybody for anything in the United States of America. And no, I'm not saying we should end that, but at times, you have to wonder, where is the common sense in all of this to just throw these things out and not waste up, you know, taxpayers' time when it comes to court cases and those things? Isn't there better things that we could be doing with our court system than determining if somebody's liable for a hot chicken McNugget? Which, they're going to be hot, folks. Just like coffee is hot, a McNugget will be as well. Just like a French fry could be. Anything that comes out of a fryer, which has hot boiling oil in it, almost boiling, I don't know what the temperature is, Charlie, probably close to boiling. It sizzles as soon as you put the cold item into it, so it's pretty darn hot. I mean, it fries food pretty fast. And when it comes out of there, yes, it's going to be hot. Just like when you take something out of the microwave you've had in there for a while, or the oven, or the air fryer, or anything else you might pull it out of, it's going to be hot. Have we just lost all common sense in this country? Yes, Charlie says we have. Thursday's decision on this, by the way, was split, with jurors finding the franchise holder liable for negligence and failure to warn customers about the risk of hot. Okay, time out. What do you need to warn people about? This chicken McNugget might be hot? I mean, this needs to be the old, you know, Bill Engvall, the, you know, the stupid, you know, here's your sign. Are you just that dumb that you don't know a chicken McNugget's going to be hot? And before you give it to your kid, aren't you supposed to check to see how hot it is? And if it's too hot, you blow on it. And then, I mean, I raised kids. This isn't that complicated. Yeah, Charlie said it's child abuse. Yeah, you don't just give your kids stuff out of the bag without checking it first. Duh. But no, kid gets burned. We just now, you know, we just sue whoever gave us the bag, because we're too stupid to check it ourselves. Anyways, it was split on the liable for negligence and failure to warn customers about the risk of hot food, and McDonald's USA liable for failing to provide instructions. I can't make this up, folks. Instructions for safe handling of the food. So now McDonald's is going to have to put instructions on a McNugget pack, I guess, to tell you how to handle it. Warning, this food might be hot. Dumbo. Hey, you. You, behind the steering wheel there, that just got this in the drive-up. You stupid human being that don't know these are going to be hot. They might be hot. Is that what the warning label is going to be? People, this is just ridiculous. Our sympathies go out to this family and for what occurred in this unfortunate incident, and we hold customer safety as one of our highest priorities, McDonald's owner-operator Brent Upchurch said in a statement. We are deeply disappointed with today's verdict because the facts at our restaurant in Tamarack, Florida, did indeed follow those protocols when cooking and serving this Happy Meal. Yeah, by the way, there's no fault of yours. You served it to somebody that was stupid. That was your only fault. You need to have a test, I guess, in the drive-up or at the counter to find out the IQ level or the, you know, intelligence factor of somebody you're giving these items to know whether or not you need to inform them that their nuggets might be hot before you actually give it to them, I guess. So let's give you a test. Fill this form out, then I'll decide whether or not I can give you these nuggets. This is just ridiculous. This is what's even more ridiculous, though. Jurors heard 2 days of testimony. 2 days. 2 days. I could have decided this case in 2 seconds. Not 2 days. But it took 2 days. And I guess lots of deliberation to figure out who's at fault here. Falana Holmes testified that she bought Happy Meals for her son and then 4-year-old daughter at the drive-up window. There, I was right on the drive-up. Near Fort Lauderdale. She handed the food to her children who were in the back seat. Well, you should have checked them first, Falana. But no, Falana didn't. She just handed them off and there we go. As she drove away, her daughter started screaming. Yeah, because the food in the bag was hot, Mom. She didn't know it was wrong until she pulled over to help the girl. Yeah, you should have done that prior to actually exiting the restaurant. She saw the burn on the girl's leg. Well, of course. It's hot. Folks, I give up. Denver IT Security is next. And don't give up on your security or on what's going on in your network. And make sure that you are, in fact, secure. And John will give you a free analysis to find out how secure is your network and how Security your people behave. 720-593-6688.
This may not surprise you, but there are some bad people in this world. Some have devoted their careers to doing nothing but stealing money and information from businesses. And they do it so well. During the COVID lockdowns, they found it was much easier to steal from businesses by targeting employees working from home, knowing that most home networks are not secure. Since then, they've doubled their attacks on people working from home, coffee shops, hotels, airports, airplanes, and anywhere else they can find people working from an unprotected network. If your business has remote workers, it's an easy target for hackers. Denver IT Security can stop these bad actors before they destroy your business. As a special offer to KLZ listeners, for a limited time, Denver IT Security is offering a free cybersecurity assessment to qualified businesses. To see if your company qualifies, call 720-593-6688 or visit klzradio.com/security.
All right, Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith will help you with your future financial plans, and it's a simple phone call, 303-744-1128.
You're tired of being rushed into everything these days, especially financial decisions. Retirement shouldn't be something you plan while you're in line for coffee. It takes careful consideration. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial takes time with you. He gets to know you and walks in your shoes to ensure you have the most comprehensive personal plan possible. Al will learn everything he can about you, your goals, and where you've been. He will also print all of your policy and account paperwork on actual paper. Al believes that retirement planning and life insurance are things that should be taken seriously, not scanned quickly and signed. And he knows the process, so he'll be able to keep you on track and away from pitfalls and bad ideas. No matter what your retirement situation is, you deserve to see the whole picture. So contact Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, affordable interest mortgage. Kurt Rogers, he'll join me at 5 and give us an update of where things are in the market right now and what kind of a mortgage might be best for you. 720-895-0500.
With everyone wanting more of your money, from eggs to gas to taxes, how do you keep more of what you've earned? Call 720-895-0500, affordable interest mortgage, where we can show you how to pay less interest on your home, have access to your equity for 30 years, and be prepared for unexpected expenses or emergencies. The market has changed. You now have more buying authority, whether you want to purchase with a rate in the threes on a 3-2-1 buy down, or refinance and pay less interest to own your home faster with the Asset Manager Mortgage. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500, where we've been serving Coloradans for over 20 years. Government agencies continue to raise the cost of financing, whether to purchase or refinance. Let us show you how not to pay these increased fees with loan programs designed to pay less interest and put you in control of your equity. If you want to purchase a home with the rates in the threes, or you want to have access to your equity, call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. In these difficult times, you can still save. 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. And MLS 298-191, regulated by DORA.
All right, Premier Home Remodels is next. Don't forget the great discount this month. If you're looking to do a remodel, you've been putting it off, and you just want to finally get it done, 15% off when you call in May. 720-619-8773.
Premier Home Remodels will help you create a more livable, functional space while adding great value to your home. Through room additions, remodels, or creating outdoor living spaces, Premier Home Remodels are the experts. They can make your current home suit your family not only now, but for the future as well. Let Premier help design your dream home remodel so you can create lasting memories with your family. Remodeling your home makes financial sense right now. So why not bring your home up to date with Premier Home Remodels? You can't go wrong with investing in your own home, especially with 15% off remodels in the month of May. Premier employs trusted, licensed, and insured contractors to protect you, the homeowner, and ease the entire process of your dream remodel. So get your dream started with Premier Home Remodels. Go to klzradio.com/remodel to get 15% off your remodeling project when you call this month of May. That's klzradio.com/remodel.
This is Rush to Reason. brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. My son Richard joining me now. Richard, what's up, sir?
Oh, not too much. I actually just came on some, not breaking news, Dad, but just some interesting news, because we've been talking about CU football, right, for a while. And they actually, I believe it was just announced, I'm trying to pull this up, but there are, let's see here. So CU kicks off their season week one against TCU. TCU was the runner-up this past season in the college football playoff, right? You know, they were the second-best team in the country. That team is actually going to that game is actually going to be the number one game on Fox, Fox, locally here, 31, but Fox Sports, right? It'll be at 10 o'clock, which is part of Fox's big noon kickoff. Mm-hmm. In other words, Dad, it's likely that the game will be, or essentially, you know what College Game Day is, right? ESPN hosts College Game Day on Saturday, the big pregame show. It's likely that they will do that. The big noon kickoff will be at TCU Stadium, which is good. You know, it's not quite at full. The big thing is this, that you have a team that won one game last year, and their first game is on national TV.
Good point.
I mean, it's phenomenal. Now, because I was actually having some conversation with family over this weekend, and even my wife was asking what I thought CU was going to be, if they were going to be good, what happens to Coach Prime, that sort of thing. Honestly, Dad, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to be good. Honestly, looking at their schedule, they've actually got a really tough schedule, so I think it would be a real accomplishment if they were bowl eligible, which is winning six games. And so I think that would be a massive improvement for them. But I think the biggest thing will be, and I don't think people understood this, that CU last year had the largest margin of defeat in the country by almost 20 points.
Wow.
So the next close, I think CU lost by an average of 30 points last year, 29 points.
In other words, they got killed every game.
Yeah, basically the next closest team, I think it was like 10 or 11, that sort of thing. Yeah. See, and that's the thing, folks, is again, I may not have watched every CU game from start to finish, Dad, but you know me. I followed along. I kind of kept this sort of thing. The fact that they, again, if we are respectable this year, and I'm not saying this will happen because I don't think it will, but we could lose every game. But if you lost every game by 10 points, you've improved double.
That's true. Good point. If you win a few games, even lose a few just by a touchdown, you've improved dramatically.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, so it's like the Broncos last year. Right?
In a way, he really can't fail. Kind of like Sean Payton will be with the Broncos, right?
Well, that's the thing. I was saying, Sean Payton last year with the Broncos. The Broncos lost a bunch of one score games. Now you could argue some of those were stat padded at the end. They really shouldn't have been that close. Blah blah blah. But, the Broncos have flipped their schedule because the NFL schedule came out last week, which is a whole other conversation we'll get to in a second. But the idea is that the Broncos really weren't that bad last year, right? So if you get a few key things that flip, well, then your schedule, your record, improves by four or five games automatically, right? Just because, some stuff that goes in your favor. The same thing can be said for CU just exponentially more so, Dad, right? The idea that, again, you lost by over 20 points per game last year. And, so if you go against a team like USC, which has national title aspirations, they probably have the number one pick in the draft next year at quarterback. They've got talent everywhere. Same with Oregon, right? Really good team. And if you keep those games competitive, or you at least show that you can have some competitiveness in you, and the game's not over after the first quarter, it speaks volume.
True.
And,
True.
If you can keep fans interested and, through the entire season and keep up, some of what's been done, and you get more players in, because again, I think that players will see, you've already had lots of good players come in, but I think you're going to have more of that, right? You're going to have more players who come in and say, this is a really, if Deion can do this and if Coach Prime can do this in 1 year, what can you do after 2 years, right? And 3 years and so on. So I just thought that was incredible. You had a one win team from last year that lost by over 20 points per game on average. And they are now the number one game, which, by the way, will be called, I believe, by CU's own Joel Klatt next to Gus Johnson.
Nice.
That's who. And I know Joel is super excited. He's a local guy. Went to Pomona from Arvada. I think that'll be really cool for him. He's been a pretty big advocate for Coach Prime, so I think that'll be fun for him. And honestly, here's the joy of that first game. no one expects you to win.
That's
right?
True.
You're playing
good
against
point.
The runner-up
good point.
School. So as long as you go in and have a respectable showing,
you're golden.
Exactly. And then the next week you come in at home against Nebraska, which if you have a respectable showing but lose, there's actually a good chance. There's actually only one other game that could host game day that weekend, and it's Alabama at Texas.
Hmm. Okay.
So it's still a big game. Don't get me wrong. But the Tide are still trying to find their quarterback, right? And so game day may opt for Coach Prime's debut, and obviously that's against Nebraska, and we all know the rivalry.
Yeah.
That is that, you know, that is CU Nebraska that Nebraska fans don't like to admit, but then they seem to.
It's always been a rivalry.
Well, it
went away a little bit when CU was playing so bad, but trust me, if we're halfway good again, that rivalry comes back.
Well, and, you know, the fact that we're playing them, you know, again, you know, I think this year, and I don't know if we're playing next year or not, but, or if we, anyway, so lots of different things. I'm looking forward to it.
One thing a listener just sent in, which, by the way, I think this is also news, and I didn't think about mentioning this, but since you're here, I will, and that is the naming now of the training center for the Broncos, UC Health, which, by the way, I can't stand that organization because of what they've done in the past with some other different sponsorships they've done, and when it comes to abortion and so on. But it's now Centura Health Training Facility. You got to wonder, is that because of some of UC's, you know, UC Health's stand on things, or is it just business?
I think it was business. I think they realized they could get a larger deal, sum of money, than what UC Health was paying. Here's another interesting piece that I don't know if people are connecting, and maybe it doesn't mean anything, Dad, but I also know, being in business and you and I, and there's not too many coincidences with things like this. The partnership is for 10 years. How many more years are on the Broncos stadium lease?
No, true, good point on that one.
It's about it's now 9 years, but those coincide very carefully.
Yes, they do.
Where if you were going to build a new stadium, and maybe that new stadium
has its own training facility.
Well, and maybe that new stadium name, maybe the company who decides to put their name on the stadium, maybe they want to put their name on your training facility too, and two for one.
Right, good point.
I'm just speaking out loud, but yeah, it's a big deal. I mean, I think it is fascinating because I think UC Health is one of the bigger, obviously they've grown over the past few years, you know, that one of the bigger hospital,
right,
you know, networks within the state here, but it's a pretty big deal for Centura to be kind of jumping in there and putting their name on it. So,
it is. And again, I'm not saying that Centura is by any, you know, means a golden organization, but I just have, personally speaking, an utter disdain for UC Health for many other reasons I won't get into, but they are not my favorite health organization by any stretch of the imagination. I think they do a lot of things that are very anti-conservative, let's just say it that way.
I would agree with you. Yeah, I think
they were big on the whole mask thing, pushing all the COVID nonsense and so on. Not that all hospitals didn't, but UC Health especially did.
Well, and again,
and really quick, and the fact that the guy that was in charge of everything we did as a state came from there.
Yeah. Well, I think that, like you said, I think a lot, I don't know if that quite plays into it, Dad, but I also know the Broncos are a smartly run organization now. They've got really smart business savvy. You know, you can argue what the Walton Penner Group, Dad, is going to do football-wise, but in terms of businesses, or your business-wise, obviously it's hard to argue with anything that Walmart does, right?
True.
I mean, they tend to do a pretty good job at it, and so them coming up, I haven't heard any financial terms on the deal, and again, it's not a shocking thing because, and again, things especially with Walmart are very, I guess, hush-hush a lot of the times, right?
Yeah.
And so it would not surprise me if this was a pretty lucrative deal, and I think that's what I heard, at least, that it's more lucrative than what UC Health was giving them. And again, maybe this is a try-on, right? You know, they try this out and see how well this works for the next, you know, 9-10 years. And, you know, when they get a new stadium and do it that way, maybe things will change.
All right, we got a few minutes left here. Nuggets, they're on to round two. They play tomorrow night. What's your predictions for what they do?
Round three, Dad.
Round three. Yes, I apologize.
Yeah.
I knew that.
So, yeah, Western Conference Finals. They were there 3 years ago against the same team, the Lakers, in the bubble, which I'm still a firm believer of that what happened in the bubble there, you know, during COVID didn't really count because of everything that went on. There weren't fans. There weren't a lot of things going on. Honestly, Dad, I feel the Nuggets are the best team left in the playoffs. They have the deepest team, most well-rounded. I think they have the best player in the world. In Nikola Jokic, you know, the Joker. And I think that they, honestly, if they come and they play their game as good as LeBron is, and you and I can, I'm sure, actually we need to talk about this next week, because I know you just recently watched the Air movie. You know, I don't think he's the GOAT. Still think Michael's the GOAT.
No.
LeBron's still very, very good. I think the Lakers will probably get a couple games. But this is the Nuggets here, Dad. We've never won an NBA championship, never done any of that, and I think this is finally the year. You've got an older LeBron. Anthony Davis, his counterpart is, you know, I mean, he gets hit in the head and he's got to be taken out by a wheelchair. So, you know, the guy, we're not sure if he's, you know, dead or alive or not. But, you know, it's just a lot of different things. This is the year. So
okay. If
the Nuggets can pull it together and, you know, kind of rally, then I think they've got it. I think they'll win tomorrow. They're the younger team, and I think they're the hungrier team, to be honest with you. But we'll see. LeBron James is 10-1 in conference finals all time, which is pretty impressive, regardless of
not bad.
Of thought. So.
All right, we'll be right back. We got a couple of reviews we'll do here in a moment as well. So don't go anywhere. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air is up next, and they want to help you with everything around your house. And don't forget, the Quiet Cool system right now is $300 off. Find them at klzradio.com.
Your Quiet Cool whole house fan uses 90% less energy than running an air conditioner and saves you money on your energy bill, making it a win for your wallet and for the environment. Absolute Electrical Plumbing, Heating, and Air is your source for quiet cool technology. During the summer, an air conditioner costs you a fortune. You can pull heat out of your home and enjoy a summer breeze indoors with a quiet cool whole house fan and let your AC run far less. The U.S. Department of Energy calls the technology the most cost-efficient way to cool your home. So don't sweat your way through this summer or pay a fortune to run your AC. Get your whole house fan installed with Absolute Electrical Plumbing, Heating, and Air. When you mention that you heard this ad on KLZ, you save $300 on a quiet, cool, whole house fan installation. Go to klzradio.com/absolute or call 720-526-0231 to schedule your installation today.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
All right, if you're looking for a great used car, we're going to talk about cars here in a moment. Richard and I are. And if there's anything you're looking for in that $10,000 to $25,000 range, Ridgeline Auto Brokers has you covered. 303-442-4141.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Drive Radio sponsor, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 to $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. They pride themselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why at Ridgeline, they never charge a dealer fee. Plus, all vehicles are inspected by Legacy Automotive, a Colorado Select member and sponsor of Drive Radio. For a limited time, they are offering first-time customers the first oil change for only $1. Every car comes with a 30-day warranty, with the option to purchase a service contract. And at Ridgeline Auto Brokers, there are competitive financing options to fit your budget. If you cannot make it to the dealership in person, there are videos of all Ridgeline cars for sale on their website at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Call today at 303-442-4141 to schedule a test drive or visit RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline Auto Brokers, the smartest way to buy a car.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Barb with the United Way of Weld County said, "We are very happy with the copiers we currently have, and your customer service is exceptional. Doug is a great technician and is always prompt in coming out whenever we have a problem with one of our copiers. Thanks again for your wonderful partnership and customer service. I'm glad we are working with you." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Small business owners, are you aware of the Employee Retention Credit or ERC tax credit that can give you up to $26,000 back to your business? This is not a loan and not earmarked for any specific purpose. And part of the beauty of this is that you can do what you want with that money. Mark Zelenka will help you navigate through the complicated process of claiming the ERC tax credit. If your business was in operation during 2020 and 2021 and has at least 5 W-2 employees, you might qualify for the credit. Even if you were told that you don't qualify for the program or received a PPP loan, there's still a good chance you might be eligible for the ERC.
In fact, many of Mark's current clients were initially told they didn't qualify, but they did. Do not miss out on this opportunity to save money for your business. Call Mark Zelenka now and claim your ERC tax credit. Call 303-748-8315 or go to mybusinessrefund.com.
We don't yell at you. We inform you. Now, back to Rush to Reason.
And we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And as we do on Mondays, typically, we've got a couple of car reviews to do for you. We're going to start with the 2023 Ford Maverick Tremor. Now, a lot of you, several of you, I should say, asked if I would drive a Ford Maverick and then report back on it. I did a little bit of a review on Drive Radio here about a week or so ago, but I want to give you a full review right now. Richard can chime in on it as well. But the Ford Maverick comes in several different trim levels. The Tremor happens to be their top level. It's the Lariat Tremor. This was the all-wheel drive version, 121-inch wheelbase, 2-liter EcoBoost engine, 8-speed transmission. And I will just say, first day I drove it, I was sort of, Richard, like, yeah. In fact, I even told you, you asked me, hey, what's that thing like? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. You know, it's kind of a car that wants to be a truck. Well, I will be the first to admit, the more I drove it, and the reason why they give us these for more than a day is for this very reason, the more I drove it, the more I actually liked it, Richard, and kind of learned how versatile it actually is. And the vehicle works, actually, I was pleasantly surprised. The all-wheel drive, the power, the handling, the suspension, the way it works, and so on. I found it to be a dream to drive. The car worked great. The only complaint that I had, actually, out of all of it, knowing the price range and so on, of where they start, where they end, which you can get in the low 20s to the roughly mid-30s, depending upon how you get one equipped, Richard. My only complaint, no wireless CarPlay. That's my only complaint.
You know, that seems to be a theme for you these days.
It is my biggest complaint when they don't have it. You're right.
Well, once you get used to it, then you can't get back out of it, right?
That's the problem, is when you're used to just climbing in and everything works and it's there and it's on the screen and so on and you move forward. And it's what's interesting is Ford has really kind of relented and said, you know, we know CarPlay and Android, you know, Auto are here to stay. We're not going to fight that anymore. That decision was kind of, you know, that fight was over about 10 years ago. We're going to keep going that way. Well, then do it.
Yeah, well, and I tend to agree with you. And yeah, I'm kind of going back to what you said before. You know, I obviously saw this car. You know, you came to, you know, performance and saw it, you know, truck, I should say. I was like, what is that? What it, you know? Because this is kind of my first time seeing up close. You know, I've seen it driving down the road, but seeing it up close, and it's smaller than you even kind of
it
think
is.
That. Not that that's a bad thing.
No, it's actually a good thing when you get in and start driving it around. It's actually a good thing.
But at the same time, let's not get people confused. I don't think Ford's trying to confuse people, especially with the price on this thing. This is not meant to be a full size truck.
No,
right?
This is not
to be a mid size truck.
This correct.
A small-sized truck, right?
No, it's actually supposed to be even smaller than their Ford Ranger, which is, I would call it Maverick, Ranger, F-150, 250, and so on. So the Maverick is really, again, it's more like a passenger car feel, but yet with truck capability. Am I saying that the right way, Richard?
I think so, yeah. This is kind of a not an ever-growing segment, Dad, but there's definitely been a few cars, you know, from a few different manufacturers that are actually coming out with vehicles of this size, right, where they're essentially getting rid of that trunk space,
right,
and sort of putting a truck bed back there.
Well, it's really what, you know, let's face it, it's what a Ranchero and an El Camino used to be back in the day, other than they've now made the cabin a lot more luxurious, and you've got the ability to put, you know, passengers behind the seat now instead of just having it be a two-people car, if you would, like what the Caminos and El Caminos and Rancheros were. It's actually really kind of a crossover between a crossover and a truck is probably the best way for me to say it.
Well, I was going to say, who would have thought you were talking about, you know, the El Camino, you know, coming back in that regard? But like you say, it's actually very versatile. It makes sense for, you know, who they're sort of marketing to, right, and what they're looking for in that. And, yeah, I think it's really smart. And like you say, it was something where you got in it first and you were honest. You didn't really think it was too much. But, yeah, you know, I called you back essentially on, you know, I think you kind of drove it earlier in the week about a Wednesday or so. And then that Friday, by the time I saw you, I was like, oh, what are you, you know, is this the car? He's like, yeah, but this is fantastic now. I really like this thing. So, again, folks, it's something that, Dad, we always say, but you know, get out and drive these things because you never know what you'll think of it, you know, right off the bat.
Correct. Yeah, and in my case, a day driving it wasn't enough. I had to be behind the wheel a little longer than that. So for all of you listening, yes, I talked about it again on Drive Radio, kind of went into some depth there, so you can listen to that. Go back and listen to that again if you want to. But, you know, kind of the official review right now. Yes, like the vehicle, very versatile. Nothing bad to say about it other than the CarPlay end of things. Outside of that, fantastic vehicle. If you want to go test drive one, go to your local Ford dealer and do so. Make sure you tell them that John Rush and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason both sent you. Now, along those lines, what did you just drive?
So I drove something a little bit different, which is a 2023 Toyota Corolla Hybrid. This was the SE, but here's an interesting deal, Dad. This was an all-wheel drive version of a Corolla Hybrid. It's actually the cheapest hybrid that you can get that out there on the road. I think this, you can get this version, Dad, for now, depending on all-wheel drive or not, but you know, for starting at 23, the version we drove was the SE, which is their sportier trim level. And I believe it's on the LE and SE. You can get the all-wheel drive models. But, again, we got that model. It was about $30,000 as it was priced, which isn't a bad price, right? You know, again, for a hybrid. This thing gets almost 50 miles to the gallon, Dad, which is really phenomenal, as you know. And for folks looking out there, Dad, and, you know, they kind of, you know, I read a few different reviews, and they kind of compared it to a Prius, Dad, right? And that maybe you don't want to, you know, splurge a little bit of an extra money for a Prius. And, you know, we now know the cost of a new car is creeping up there, right? You know, almost $50,000, where you can get a car, Dad, that has got some nice features on it. It's got the Toyota Safety Sense 3.0 to go along with, obviously, the fuel economy, and it's got some heated seats and a few things that way, and it's got a kind of their updated infotainment system. But you can get that, Dad, for under $30,000, which is hard to beat these days. And, again, along with the fuel economy piece of it, and, in addition, the all-wheel drive, which is honestly, this is a big piece that we talk about here in Colorado, right, Dad? I mean, I know front-wheel drive can work for a lot of folks, but ultimately, that all-wheel drive matters, in my opinion, and I think is really great. So I really enjoyed it. I didn't have to fill up once. I drove all over creation. I think you can get over 400 miles on a tank, which, Dad, for a car the size of a Corolla is really, really good, right? You know, you used to be just above 300 miles on that. So that hybrid technology gives you that. I enjoyed it. We've talked about Toyota's hybrid technology probably on more than anyone just because of how they've done it. It's really fantastic, and I encourage folks to get out and drive it, Dad. They redesigned the front and the rear for this year, and it was really, honestly, again, it was really nice to drive. I encourage folks to get out and test drive it, especially if you're in the market for a hybrid, but you don't want to spend $40,000, $50,000 on it. You can get this for under $30,000. So when you head to your local Toyota dealer, test drive it, get yourself in it, get your family in it, and when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
All right, Richard, with that, I'll let you go. Thanks a lot. Have a great evening. And up next, K&R Home Transitions. We talked to Robin earlier. And if you've got questions, by the way, on your appeal when it comes to your property taxes, they're there to help with that if needed. 720-437-8210.
Remodeling your home to sell feels like unnecessary time, money, and stress. You won't even get to enjoy the upgrades. But an updated home sold by Kat and Robin of K&R Home Transitions can add 20% value or more to your home and sell it faster, leaving you stress-free and happy much quicker. K&R Home Transitions are part of a revolutionary new program that can get your home remodeled at no upfront cost to you. Sure, you can sell your home to a flipper and let them keep the profit, but you have a better option with K&R. A home in Austin was valued at $720,000. After renovation by Re-Up, the same home sold for $1.1 million. After the renovation costs were paid from escrow, the homeowner kept $98,000 more on the sale for simply making the call to a Re-Up agent. Attract more buyers and get the highest bids by offering a fully updated turnkey home. Get started by calling Kat and Robin of K&R Home Realty now at 720-437-8210 or go to klzradio.com/home.
Live and local, back to Rush to Reason.
All right, that's it. Hour three is next. Don't go anywhere. Kurt Rogers will join us at the top of the hour. Then I'm going to talk about the new Miller ad right after that. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.